You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Corporate headquarters of All Marine Radio on a Friday. Fired up already. Why are you so fired up? Because I've been up since like 2 in the morning? Yeah, go figure. So I watched the clock when I get up like that, when I wake up like that. You know, when God wakes me up, he calls my name, Michael. My eyes open. And then the worst thing that happens is the nuclear reactor starts. Otherwise known as my brain. And once that happens, it's done. Exactly. I have a question for everybody out there. All right, here's the question. The question is, do you have a journaling program that you use? Because I'm looking for one. Because there's so much stuff that happens, you know, now to me, it's crazy. So I'm looking for I'm looking for a journaling application. Now, So you have all this stuff going on, right? You have business stuff, you have programming stuff going on, like for like guests and stuff. You have post-traumatic winning stuff going on, and then you have like a to-do list, right? So, do you have an app that you use, and it's got to be able to be synced to your phone, obviously, that you combine all that stuff in? So, if you do, I'd be curious. So, it's got to have journal, stuff that you can write in. It has to... I've messed around with some stuff. I haven't really found anything I like. I'm currently messing around with OneNote. And, you know, you have a series of tabs. And so I've used it before. I wish it had more flexibility in terms of, like, word processing options. But it's a little bit limited sometimes. So... maybe that's just because I don't know how to use it. So I'm working on that. But if you do have something that you use to organize yourself, I would like to hear from you. So shoot me an email to mac.almarineradio@gmail.com. And that will come to me. Yesterday, after the show, like I will tell you, I make the joke. It's kind of a joke, but it's kind of not. Like sometimes in my life, it hasn't been very cool to be me, right? It's pretty cool to be me right now, and I say that because of on a daily basis, different people call me and tell me about how post-traumatic winning is affecting them, their life, their unit, what things that have happened, and it's just, honestly, it's mind-blowing. I'm not going to steal Mike's thunder today, but Mike's going to come on, and he's going to tell a story, a little bit of a story, and that will make your heart smile. Yeah, crazy. Crazy cool story about post-traumatic winning. So that'll happen later on today. But yeah, so that, and I, those things happen to me, you know, yep. Mikey, Tori's calling me. How do I turn, I think my son taught me that. If you hit the down volume button, it mutes the ringer. Whoa, who knew that? Anyway, Mikey Tor's a good dude. He is a retired Marine. He's been on the program. He's a Beirut guy. I think he's a Grenada guy, too. And he's legit. He has a business consulting company. No, it's a leadership company called Fidelis Leadership Group. Look it up. You'll see him. But he's a smart guy, good business guy. And a great Marine. His father is worked at the Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey, I think. And home of the Picatinny Rail, which you now see on a lot of weapons. So I reached out to him before I came on it. And so he returned my call. I threatened him a little bit. That's what I do. But anyway, to get back to my brain waking up. Excuse me. And then what I do is I'll be laying in bed and I'll read the news. I'll try to go back to sleep. It doesn't work. And then I wait for my friends on the East Coast to wake up at 5 in the morning, which is 2 my time, right? So, okay, is it 2:30 yet? Yes. All right, well, I have a list of targets that I'd call. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, dude, do you ever sleep? I said, no, I'm like a vampire these days. And they just laugh. And then we'll talk for an hour. So that's my morning so far. Anyway, big news. One of the president's associates has been arrested. Roger Stone with CNN's cameras rolling. How does that happen, right? I saw something that said Greta Van Susteren was, you know, said the FBI tipped off CNN. And then she said, well, there could have been a lot of people that tipped off CNN. Didn't have to be the FBI. So the FBI can't run a raid without the television cameras showing up? You know, banging on Roger Stone's door at 6 in the morning. You know, like, anyway, I don't know, like fugitive style, right? So you couldn't just walk up there at 8 o'clock, drive over there, get a cup of coffee, and, like, it's not like the dude's much of a threat, okay? But, I don't know, it probably wouldn't make for as good theater. So that's going on in our world today. And what else is going on that I was going to talk about? I don't know. It must have been a lie. All right, so we'll start the program then. The Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. The Shuffle join us. I'm trying to get the McGarry Mortgage Minute on. I got to get Tim on. So, but I think he's asleep. He tells me he gets up at 4:30, but whenever I call him, he never answers. So that's going on. So the chef will be here. We'll talk about news here as we get going. And so good morning to you. Thanks for listening to All Marine Radio. And if you haven't checked out Post Traumatic Winning, you need to, because it's a cool deal, it's a big deal, and it's going to get even bigger. So, and like I said, something cool happens every day that makes me go, whoa, 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 whoa. And again, does it surprise me? No. Does it make me go, whoa? Yeah. And the reason that makes sense, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense because doing the radio show, you get that response from people. So it's not like I haven't got that response. The woe part is seeing it happen on a much larger scale. And here's the part that makes me laugh. It's only going to get bigger. That's right. It's only going to get bigger. And it's the same thing that Mike, you know, when Mike and I were talking about this, and actually it was on the back heels of my sister's interview, and then Mike bumped into a couple people locally, and then what happened was, I mean, he was like, this is amazing. And so people have that same experience that Mike had, that I've had for years. I've had it, you know, I started having it a lot when I went to Iraq. And, you know, you meet, you know, guys that are struggling. And, you just sit down and give them the advice that I got. And then slowly but surely, I've gotten smarter, and the advice has gotten deeper. So that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And now all these other people are starting to have that. And let me tell you what the key point is. When you move from one side of the ledger to the other side of the ledger. And so the ledger is divided. You remember the show Concentration? So the contestants would sit there. There'd be two of them. And up behind them on a board would be, you know, some, I don't know what they were. Were there prizes on the concentration board behind them? So they would, I think when they turned over pieces, it would be like a matching bedroom set. And then it would be on my side. And then all of a sudden you would turn over two tiles that said, pick one item from your opponent. And I'd say, I want his matching bedroom set. And it would go to my side of the ledger, right? So it would go behind me. So the key thing is when you help somebody else. That's the turning point. So initially people struggle, right? And then you help them. And it changes them. There's nothing wrong with you. You can do this. If Elizabeth Smart can do it, you can do it. If my sister can do it, you can do it. And there's power in that. And then, look, I want you to, now we have tools, though. Here's two commandments. These are the rules, man. These are the rules. And what's cool about it now for younger Marines is, you know, they see us old dudes up there talking about this stuff. And they're like, hey, these guys are legit. Man, these guys are, they're experienced Marines. They've been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when they tell you these are the rules, man, I'm taking that shit to the bank, which is cool. So we got these rules and we got these goals, okay? Okay. And now, we got an evaluation tool, and we know we got to develop wellness practice. And so they've got, like, I've got a path. And so that's the exciting part. But, so you do all that. But where the spark goes on is when you help somebody else. And then you go from being somebody who is receiving this stuff and learning how to coexist. But as soon as you touch somebody else's life, you go to the other side of the ledger. So you were struggling, learning, and all of a sudden you're now a mentor. You might be a struggling, learning mentor, but you don't get over that spark of changing another person's life. And I think it gives great, not only great hope, but it also gives great comfort to the person who does it because, again, to quote Viktor Frankl, now my suffering has meaning. And that validates us, something inside of us as people. That, you know, I've gone through this stuff, but if it can help other people, I can do this. So it's very cool. So Michael tell a really cool story, like a beyond really cool story. And so anyway, good morning to you. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem because it is Friday. We're going to get after the news next. Don't touch that dial. Whoa, who told them to sing? This is dedicated to everybody who's reached out to either say thank you. I saw messages on my business phone, and a corporal from Camp Lejeune by the name of Randy called, and he said, "I was in your class, and I've been struggling, and I just really wanted to say thank you because what you said really affected me." And, you know, it's like that popped out of nowhere yesterday. So this is dedicated to all these guys, and this is dedicated to the Marines that you're gonna hear about in Mike's story today. It's what, and you've heard me say this before, but good on top of good on top of good on top of good, that. It is that. That is what's going on, and it's pretty cool. So this is dedicated to all these people that are making differences in other people's lives and who've reached out and said thank you. You're welcome.
We are proud to raise the flag of United States of America. Our flag comes first to America. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather. Currently in Quantico, Virginia, where I'll be next Tuesday through Sunday. Yeah. Gonna head out there and speak at the General Officer Symposium about post-traumatic winning. Fired up about that. Gonna lay the wood to those dudes. And actually, it's pretty funny because I know a bunch of them. So do that, and then hopefully do some business stuff. Going to get to hopefully go up to Boulder Crest. I've never been there. Probably hang out with Bob Nielsen a little bit, and then see if I can schedule some meetings in the D.C. area with other Marine things, and get on their calendar, do some post-traumatic winning. Sunny in 36 in Quantico. Yikes. Camp Lejeune, they were warm yesterday. Sunny in 43 in Granbury, Texas. Partly sunny in 36. 29 Palms is sunny in 47. Pendleton, sunny, mostly sunny in 41. In the Okinawa Prefecture, it is cloudy, dark in 62. Yeah, somebody just wished me luck presenting at the GOS. Fired up though. Well, you know, and you know why I'm most fired up? The question is, will Marines buy it, right? And I'm here to tell you, they already bought it. They're doing it. It's like cooler than shit to watch too. I'm not joking one bit, man. It's awesome. Anyway, it is in the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, where you find the cities Karma, Fallujah, Sakhalawiya, Ramadi, Hit, Husaba, all those. It is dark, clear, and 59 degrees. In the Helmand province, where you find Lashkar Gah, Marja, the Sangin district, Musa Kalay or Musa Kala, whichever you prefer, dark, clear, and 46. At the home of All Ring Radio, it is fair and 46. Looking for a high of 75 today. Yeah. 77 tomorrow. Yeah, eat it, man. Nice. And then on Sunday, 73. Let me read you a quick email. Hey, Mac, one of the things you said recently that I found really funny is that things that happen when you tell somebody to calm down, that they don't calm down. For whatever reason, that made me laugh. Why? Because it's true? Yeah, what happens when you look at somebody and say, hey, calm down? Right? What doesn't happen when you say that? What doesn't happen is they calm down. Normally, that's like the signal for them to, like, go right through the overhead. Yeah. Yeah. It is funny, though. Calm down. Low order detonation. Anyway. So that is a look at your weather. It's going to get warmer here, which I'm excited about. It's been cold here, man. At night, the heat's on and stuff like that. Not even at night. In the evening, the heat's on. So I do not like that. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines on a happy Friday. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the ReadBoard page at AllMarineRadio.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
The official theme song of Post Traumatic Rain. It's okay to hurt. All right, time to check the news. Peyton Davis, you can buy it on iTunes, Google Play Music. And, all right, there's not too much, like, Marine news, which I'm sure the Commandant enjoys. From Somalia, U.S. military no longer announcing deaths and damage in Somalia airstrikes. The U.S. military says it has carried out two new airstrikes in Somalia against al-Shabaab extremist group, but will no longer give details on fighters killed or damage done. Yay, no more body counts. A spokesman for U.S. Africa Command says those details are now up to the Somali government to share. On Saturday, the U.S. announced its deadliest airstrike in Somalia in months, killing 52 of the al-Qaeda-linked extremists after a large group mounted an attack on a Somali force. See, that's what I don't understand about Afghanistan, right? You make a phone call, hey, these guys are getting ready to attack us. How are these things happening? I don't get what's going on in Afghanistan. Yeah. I don't get it. Here's the other thing I don't get. I don't get why my TV screwed up this morning. So, I have Google TV, right? Yeah, I stopped paying the big money. And you know something? I don't miss anything. There's nothing I don't watch. I don't watch, like, episodic TV and stuff like that. So, but Google TV is like $35-$40 a month, depending on when you join. I used to pay for DirecTV, joke, what I used to pay on a monthly basis. And then, this is what DirecTV did to me. I called up to say, hey, I want to cancel it. And they said, well, you know, there was a discount that you received. There was a discount that you received that if you terminate early, that you're no longer entitled to the discount, so you're going to have to pay. I said, how much? $300. I said, fine. Yeah. I'll recoup that in like 2 months. Yeah, stick it. Yeah, and so what happens is, you have YouTube TV, comes on your phone, you just cast it to your TV. Right? And all these other apps, you cast it to your TV. So, my TV wasn't working right today, but it is now. I actually did what I was supposed to do the first time. So, yeah, back to Afghanistan via Somalia. So, you would figure, like, I can see in the mountainous regions, right? Because it's a little bit harder, right? There's a lot of terrain, so people can sneak up on you, and that's the problem with pacifying mountainous areas. The mountainous people of the world have always done as they would. They are not tamed easily, and when you go up there, you're going to spend a lot of lives trying to do that. So anyway, but Afghanistan, you know, you're looking at, like, wide open country, and these outposts are getting overrun. I don't understand. All that do is get on the phone. Right? 15 minutes time of flight, maybe? We're not going to get overrun. Right? So, I don't understand how that happens in Afghanistan. Listen to this. This is amazing. Navy denies claims linked to contaminated water at Marine Base. The U.S. Navy Secretary says he is denying thousands of claims from veterans and their families who were exposed to contaminated drinking water decades ago at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Secretary Richard Spencer says at least 4,400 claims totaling $963 billion are being denied because there is no legal basis for paying them. He says it was a difficult decision but suggested that claimants can go to Capitol Hill to seek legislation providing restitution. The Department of Veterans Affairs estimated that as many as 900,000 service members were potentially exposed to tainted water at the base between 1953 to 1987. Shit, I was there. Was I exposed to it? 87? I went to supply school there in 86. Am I on that registry? Am I in there with Jack Riley? Shit. Maybe, hopefully Camp Johnson wasn't affected. Holy shit. The VA decided in 2017 that eligible veterans stationed at Lejeune during that time could receive government disability benefits. The agency estimated it would cost about $2.2 billion over 5 years. Right, so in my opinion, it's all about money. Almost $1 trillion. $963 billion, right? That is $37 billion short of $1 trillion. Right? There's no legal basis for paying them. So let me get this straight. They were living on a base. You essentially poisoned them by ignoring years' worth of memos about the chemicals in the ground. You didn't warn them, you didn't do anything, and you deny them because there's no legal basis. Why am I struggling with that? So does that mean that you, whatever you do, you're not ultimately culpable for? If you poison people and you act in a reckless manner? So, Anyway, I just, and let me tell you, so we had, what's his name? We had a guy whose, his wife died, his daughter died, all because of this shit. And he's an activist, former, he's Marine, I think he's a retired Marine Master Sergeant. And let me see if I can track him on, and we'll get him on next week. But the VA said, yeah, these are legitimate. So I don't understand if the Veterans Administration says that, yeah, we're responsible for this. But the Secretary of the Navy says, sorry, there's no legal basis for this. I don't know. Sounds like stupid reindeer games to me. Sounds like stupid reindeer games to me. Third service member has been ID'd from the 55 boxes of sets of remains that were brought back to the United States from North Korea. The soldier, Sergeant Frank Julius Suleiman, is the third American service member to be identified from 55 boxes of bones and other material that the North Korean government handed over to the United States last summer. Being done by the Defense Department Laboratory in Hawaii. He was a member of the 9th Infantry Regiment in the 2nd Infantry Division, was from New Jersey, but it does not immediately have detailed information such as his hometown or date of birth. His remains were identified on January 15th. So more of those stories. And then also from the Korean Peninsula, is a story, Kim Jong-un orders preparations for second Trump summit. So, you heard General Jack Keane, was it earlier this week or last week, talking about, we haven't really got anything from them. So, why would we be having a second summit? I'm not exactly sure. Maybe something else is going to come of it. So, we shall see. But, let me just tell you, it's certainly better doing this than it was them shooting missiles around the Pacific. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered preparations for a second summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, saying he'll wait with patience and in good faith to work towards a common goal, the North States media reported on Tuesday. Despite Kim's determination for another meeting with Trump, the two remain at odds over fundamental issues. Experts say a major sticking point is what denuclearization steps Kim should take to move forward stalled nuclear negotiations and what rewards Trump should provide to push Kim to take those measures. The North Korean news agency said Kim received a letter from Trump from a North Korean envoy who met the U.S. president in Washington last week. After meeting Kim Jong-chol, Trump said he and Kim Jong-un will probably meet around the end of February, but did not say exactly when and where the summit would take place. The president tweeted yesterday, quote, I expect another good meeting soon. Much potential. It's going to be fabulous. Much potential. Much potential. The president of the United States. That's right. That's how he does it. Top five stories in early bird today. Number one. With days to go before the deadline, nuclear treaty seems doomed. Pretty ominous, all right? Pretty ominous. A top American official today does not expect Russia will meet the demands of the Trump administration before February 2nd, when America will begin withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty. Asked if she was optimistic Russia would meet the U.S. deadline, Andrea Thompson, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, said bluntly, I am not. Well, no kidding, man. So, in fact, here she is being interviewed. We'll see what Andrea Thompson has to say. She is the Undersecretary for Disarmament. Stand by.
The second half of your job, maybe the most important part of your job, is arms control. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about the INF Treaty and the future, that what that might look like. In the panel, you kind of made the case for why the INF Treaty is no longer working, as both for equally for Russia and the U.S. Can you just explain the thinking there from the administration?
Yeah, absolutely. So an important part of arms control and making sure that arms control agreements work is when both parties adhere to the agreement. Russia has been in violation for over 5 years now. We've engaged at multiple levels in this administration and in previous administrations. The president's brought it up with President Putin. The secretary has raised it with Foreign Minister Lavrov. Mm-hmm. I've raised it with my counterparts. We've presented the intelligence to the Russians. And, their systems, the SSEA, this isn't a research and development prototype. These are fielded battalions in the field. And the president was very clear in his October 20th statement, we're not going to abide by this relationship on arms control when they're clearly violating it, and would expect to move forward on that.
There's been a lot of talk about how China also factors into that. Obviously, they're not a signee on the INF, but there has been some discussion from the administration about this might be a signal to China as well. Can you just walk us through that thinking as well?
Well, I would just say when it comes to arms control, it's important to maintain the standards and discipline of that. The world is changing quickly, and we need to have the adaptive flexibility as well. We're in discussions in the interagency on next steps. But again, the arms control regimes only work if you abide by it, which the United States has.
Another arms control agreement that is in place with Russia is the Open Skies Treaty, which has been kind of on and off over the last year and a half. Are you at all concerned that the INF treaty situation might impact Open Skies' future as well?
Well, Open Skies this year, again, you raised a great point. Russia was in violation of the Open Skies Treaty as well. There was decisions made later in the past couple of months, and so we're now back on track with Open Skies. And so we expect that 2019 to be more successful than 2018. But again, it's just another indicator of the Russian behavior when it comes to their obligations.
What do those conversations look like when you talk to your counterparts in Russia about these issues? Because we hear a lot, the mill-to-mill relationship is thin but still there, but maybe on the political side it's more tense.
Well, the door is open. We've had dialogue. We've had technical experts meetings. We've had engagements, again, at the foreign ministerial level, and as you mentioned, on the defense side as well. But with the relationships, it takes two sides to come to terms with that. We've told Russia again and again, the ball's in your court. We've shown you the intelligence. We've shown you the information. We've come to the table, and they have yet to come back into compliance. So
the second half of your job, maybe the most important part.
As we all know, right, if the Russians, if their lips are moving, they are lying, okay? It's what it is to be Russian. Number two, Russia, China have hypersonic missile technology that the U.S. can't defend against, the STRATCOM chief warned. Okay. Right? Okay. Let me, again, to the Chicken Little stuff. There has never been in the history of the planet a weapon that cannot be defeated. Right? Ever. And at some point in the not too distant future, somebody's going to develop technology that does something to hypersonic weapons, all right? And then they will go the way of the dinosaur. Russian President Vladimir Putin smiled slyly last month as he claimed to the world a successful test of Russia's super-fast space glider capable of carrying a conventional or nuclear weapon to their target at 20 times the speed of sound. The leader called the 3,500-mile flight over Russia by the new Avangard missile on December 19th, quote, a wonderful, perfect New Year's gift for the country. He boasted that Russia now has a new kind of strategic weapon and said it would be added to the nation's arsenal this year. The avant-garde, not avant-garde, the avant-garde, is the latest in a new class of weapon called hypersonic that can travel as fast as 16,000 miles per hour and strike targets on the far side of the world. They can be launched by rockets or from aircraft and carry either conventional or nuclear weapons. But the United States may be playing catch-up in the global hypersonic arms race, officials say. China has been developing hypersonic weapons since at least 2014, has said it will deploy them starting in 2020. Again, what target are you going to shoot at that distance? You're not going to shoot a dynamic target because it's moving. So what are you going to shoot? So, this is like a clickbait and sells a lot of, I think it drives a lot of traffic, but when you talk about the problem of target acquisition and control, I just don't see it. Interesting article about the Army and promotions today in the early bird. That is, up or out is on its way out, and it's time to perform or out, the Army Secretary said. Let me just tell you what's going to be the end of up or out. The demographics of the country. You have fewer and fewer people that are physically able to serve. So you're gonna say, you know what? If you're a decent performer, you don't get in trouble, but you can't get promoted above a sergeant and you want to stay a sergeant, we don't have a problem with that. Army Secretary Mark Esper is looking to make talent management his top priority in 2019. As Army readiness continues to a steady uptick and the infrastructure for a modernization push is in place with the Army Futures Command, the service's top civilian is devoting more attention to a task force stood up specifically to help the Army through an overhaul of its promotions, assignments, and other processes that affect a soldier's career. My view is we're going to move away from up or out, he said. My shorthand is perform or out. Okay? So if you perform, but you're not getting promoted, you can stay, right? Driven by recruiting issues and all the rest of it. Over the past several years, the Army has been making overtures about the importance of talent management, of getting the best qualified and highest performing soldiers into the positions that best fit their skills and knowledge, rather than simply moving personnel around to fill openings based on who's up for orders next. The service took a step in that direction with beta testing of the integrated personnel and pay system, which is underway with the Pennsylvania National Guard. Quote, the system as I envision it is going to be a market-based system where talent is managed at echelon. I don't even know what that means. Maybe the top and bottom 10 to 15% of the ranks will be centrally managed according to the needs of the Army, he said. But the marketplace idea is available with officers already, to a certain extent, with the assignment interaction model. So, anyway, the rest is how they do it. But the key point is, up or out has been around for a long, long time. So it looks like it's going away. Number four, deadlock over the cost of U.S. troops in South Korea isn't halting military operations for now, but workers face furlough. So anyway, it talks about the 28,000 American troops in the country, the people that support them, and the government shutdown here in the United States. Number five, Taliban reaches agreement with U.S. to block Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State from Afghanistan, according to a report. Whoa. What the hell? The Taliban is on board with blocking Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State from entering Afghanistan. Yeah, they don't need those idiots around, right? Even the Taliban figured that out. Such an agreement has been a that was about the forever GI Bill. Such an agreement has been a requirement that the U.S. has pushed for since July, and it comes as the U.S. and the Taliban are participating in discussions in Doha, Qatar, about how to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. But still on the negotiating table is one of the Taliban's main priorities, removing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. A source familiar with the deal told the Wall Street Journal, conversations are continuing concerning the status of the approximately 14,000 U.S. troops in the region, as are discussions for future plans of U.S. bases in Afghanistan that the Taliban want closed. Well, if that's the if that's the going in position, there's never going to be peace there. All right. All right, I guess they'll fight then. The pot continues to boil in Venezuela. Nothing new. You have the military on TV pledging loyalty to the current president, Maduro. And you have much consternation and people in the street, yada, 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 yada. United States Navy sold warships through the Taiwan Strait, a huge body of water that exists between mainland China and Taiwan. And so you watch that, and you think, wow, now they own that body of water too, right? We better get China in a can, because pretty soon they're gonna call dibs on the Pacific Ocean. And that's gonna hit a breaking point when all the surfers in off the coast of California can't get in the water because the Chinese say, yeah, sorry, you can't do that anymore. China, they're like out of their mind crazy. But we got the Brits with us in the South China Sea. That's a good step. The guided missile destroyer USS McCampbell and the USNS Walter H. Deal conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit that was in accordance with international law. Pacific Fleet spokesman Lieutenant Commander Tim Gorman told CNN, quote, the ship's transit through the Taiwan Strait demonstrates U.S. commitment to free and open Indo-Pacific. And it also has to do with how crazy the Chinese are, all right? Breaking news. FAA says air traffic is delayed at major airports in the Northeast due to staffing issues. Ruh-roh. The air traffic controllers, man, if they're not getting paid, that's trouble for everybody. The DOD just bought this formidable new sniper rifle. Looked pretty cool, man. The SHOT Show is going on. The company made its name building a 50 caliber long-range sniper rifle for the U.S. military. Has a smaller but just as formidable sniper rifle that recently won a defense contract. Joel Miller's director of global military sales for Barrett Firearms talked with Military Times this year's SHOT Show in Las Vegas. Big-time cool sniper rifle, so that's in the news. The SHOT Show is kind of a big deal. It is a convention of gun people gone crazy. So that's going on. Let me just check the front page of Stars and Stripes, because they do pretty good news at Stars and Stripes. Top headline, Special Forces Chow Hall feeding unpaid civilians and the Coast Guard for free. Nice. That's in Stuttgart, Germany. U.S. diplomats hunker down at U.S. Embassy in Venezuela amid a standoff with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Yeah, Marines down there. What's up, boys? Keep your heads down. Colin Powell praises the man who lost his leg in Afghanistan for roadside assistance. Anthony Maggart, a self-described Marine Corps veteran who walks with the aid of a prosthetic device, got a surprise when a motorist he stopped to help turned out to be retired Army General Colin Powell. And there's a picture of General Powell with Anthony. Well done, Anthony. Nice going. Nice going. Hey, man, you need some help? Oh, shit. I know you. Hey, General, what's up? I'm having some car problems. So that's going on. And then the big news of the morning, Roger Stone arrested. So the news networks will be going crazy all day, right? The president and Nancy Pelosi continue their childish, stupid fight. Ms. Pelosi will not entertain any discussion of the southern border for whatever reason, right? And now it will become, how do we get out of it? Because nobody's going to say uncle, right? She has to stand up to the bully Trump, right? And he shut it down for this long. What is he going to do, back away from it? So where do we go? And look, they'll be in their fancy schmancy places, right? Eating very, very expensive meals, living the lives they live, and the people that depend on them to be leaders, they will get screwed. So it goes. All right, we're going to take a break. The chef will join us next as we continue here on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio. It's Friday, so we're going to talk a little food for an hour, and then the gunner will join us. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.